Welcome to the No BS Mama Podcast. I'm your host, Megan. I'm married with three kids and found myself stressed, overwhelmed, and lost in motherhood before I gave up the idea of perfection and remembered that my needs are important too. If you're looking for a mom friend who drops F-bombs, loves road trips, and will always hype you up, then I'm your girl. I want to cut through the bullshit and have real conversations about all things mom life. I definitely don't have all the answers, but I am here for you, girl. And I'm bringing in some experts and other moms to help us out too. We know there's no one-size-fits-all solution, so make sure you take what serves you and leave what doesn't. So go ahead and grab that coffee, that glass of wine, or whatever floats your boat, and go hide from those kids while we dive in. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the No BS Mama Podcast. My name is Megan. I'm your host. And as always, I am thrilled to have you here. Whether this is your first time joining us or if you have been around for all 100 plus episodes or somewhere in between, I know that there are about 101 things that you could be doing with your time right now. And I just appreciate you taking the time out to hang out with me today. So if this is your first time tuning in, be sure to hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on the platform that you are tuning in from. But yeah, let's go ahead and dive into today's topic. So we have been talking about stress for the last couple weeks, and I would be lying if I told you that I was not stressed right now. I'm getting a lot better at stress management as just like a whole. This is something that I've been working on for a really long time now, and I still find myself in like these seasons of stress. Usually it, you know, is revolving around some kind of like transition or something like that. And a lot of what contributes to my stress is when like I know that there's a problem and I pretend there is no problem, right? And some of you can connect with that, maybe you specifically. I don't want to take the time and the energy to like really dissect the problem and like acknowledge it. And so I just pretend that it's not happening. And that really contributes to my stress levels. And so right now, I traveled over the weekend. So I wasn't home, you know, for the end of last week and into this weekend. And then Monday, my youngest went to a summer camp, and we have not been doing summer camps. So having to get her like up and ready and bags packed and uniform on and like out the door to the camp, even though it's by 9 o'clock, it's not like super early in the morning, but it's still something that we haven't been doing. So that's been really throwing off my routine, because now I'm not getting started on my work day until 9:15 at, you know, the earliest. Whereas, you know, usually I start a little bit earlier. So that's been like really throwing me off. I have committed to something with my health that is a big commitment. And it's not the best time because, you know, we are having a party this weekend for Timmy's graduation. If you're listening to this in real time, it is August. I do realize that. But we had a lot of other things going on in June. Plus everybody's party is in June, and I wanted people to be able to come. And his 18th birthday is actually today, if you're listening in real time. So it's going to be kind of like a combination, happy birthday, congratulations for graduating, and like a goodbye party, because he leaves for school in less than 2 weeks now. So we have all that happening. We have the party, which I just mentioned. And then obviously, I also just mentioned that we're moving him into school. So I was not acknowledging that I have a lot on my plate. And, you know, if you're like me, sometimes we get into seasons like this and we think like, oh, it'll be better when, right? So in my case, it'll be better when we get past this weekend. It'll be better when we get Timmy all situated up at school. It'll be better when summer's over and school starts again, and we have like a solid routine that we can follow, right? when the kids were little, it was like, oh, it'll be better when they sleep through the night. It'll be better when they're all potty trained. It'll be better when, you know, whatever, fill in the blank. And the problem with this thinking is that life really doesn't slow down. There is always something. And I have known this for a really long time, but I'm getting a lot better at like really recognizing that when I'm feeling this like stress and anxiety and overwhelm, I really do have to acknowledge the fact that it's not going to go away on its own. I have to be proactive about managing this, whatever I'm feeling, right? So I'm just going to, let me just take a breath and collect myself here. So now that I have acknowledged everything that I'm going through, I hope you took the chance to take a big deep breath with me, because maybe you're listening to this and you're like, me too, me too, me too. I have this, this, and this, and I have this other thing over here, and I have this other thing that I really want to get to, but I just haven't been able to make it a priority. Like, I hear you. I'm in it with you, right? We all have our shit. And it was brought to my attention over the weekend that, you know, again, this thing with my health, like I know I've talked a lot about my mental health and really starting to bring back in that focus on my physical health. And it's the same kind of thing, right? There's never going to be a good time. There's never going to be a better time than now, right? Because if I start now, then 6 months from now, I'll feel even better than I do today, right? But if I don't start now, then 6 months from now, I'll probably be in the same place thinking like, oh, when we get past the holidays, like then, right? Like we're always pushing back that, like that goalpost, right? And we do the same thing when we're chasing goals. And this is a total side note, but if you're chasing a goal right now, it's easy to think like, I'll be happy when I'm making this dollar amount. I'll be happy when I get this promotion. I'll be happy when we can buy that big house. I'll be happy when I get that new car. Like, I'll be happy when I graduate. I'll be happy when, right? And if we don't stop to appreciate where we are right now, we're just going to keep chasing this feeling and we're never going to actually get it. We're going to get to the destination and it's not going to feel any different than it feels right now, right? And I have learned that the hard way too. But I say all this to say that I had a real like slap in the face moment today when I was like, Megan, you have to practice what you preach, right? Because I have been like spinning my wheels all week long, you know, trying to play catch up, starting my day, feeling like I'm behind, really having like all of these things coming at me from all angles and not really acknowledging any of it. And so my stress and my anxiety has been building and building and building and building. And today it's like, if I do not address this today, this is going to come out. This is going to come out and it's not going to be pretty. And I really don't have time for a meltdown right now or this weekend. And so acknowledging that and kind of, you know, giving myself, you know, the space to be sad about Timmy's birthday. Like, it's such a bittersweet type of thing. Like, I'm so excited for him. I'm so proud of him. All of that. And I'm really sad. I can't even tell you how sad I am that he is leaving and like that it's becoming more and more of a reality that I have been able to pretend is not happening for the entire summer since he graduated. And now it's all coming back up to the surface and I have to acknowledge that and I have to feel that, right? So even though I have a to-do list 5 miles long today, I have to take the time to give myself the peace and quiet and lock myself in a room and just fucking cry. Because I have to let this out, because otherwise it is going to come out some other way, and it's probably not going to look pretty, right? I went for a walk this morning before I sat down and started my work. And I did that, and I caught up with my mom. We chatted the whole time. I was walking. She was actually walking at the same time. And that was a really nice, like, connection piece. So I got to connect with my mom, and I got to move my body and get in some sunshine and, like, sweat a little bit. You guys know I love a good sweat. And, you know, that felt great. And I still feel like, even now, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I feel like, oh my God, I'm so far behind. Like, I should have skipped that walk. I should have done, you know, all of these other things on my work list so that I could be, like, wrapping up my afternoon pretty soon. And I have to pull myself out of that and recognize that, like, some things are a true priority and some things really can wait until tomorrow. Right? Like, my idea was that I was going to take most of tomorrow off so that I could, like, prepare for the party and do all of that kind of stuff. But it's probably better if I work for an hour or two tomorrow so that I can take some of my stress off of today. And, you know, I have control to spread things out like that, and I'm acting like I don't. And that's just silly, right? So that's that. And, like, Everything is going to work itself out. But if I don't create this time and space for me, then not only am I going to suffer, continue to suffer, everyone else around me is going to suffer too. So do it again. Take a deep breath with me. So if you're wondering how I got to this place of being able to, like, just acknowledge, like, where I'm actually at versus trying to just, like, plow through things and, like, hope for the best, or just, like, ignore the stress around me and just, you know, kind of just, like, let it keep piling on and lying to myself, like, I can handle it, it's fine, I'm okay, I don't need help, like, all of these things. I'm hosting a free, I don't even know what to call it, like a webinar or a masterclass. I don't have a name for it yet, but I'm hosting a free session in the Facebook group next Wednesday. That is August 10th, Wednesday evening. So if you're not in the Facebook group, go ahead and join us there. Obviously, if you can't make it on Wednesday, you can always watch the replay, but I'm going to be digging into this a little bit more with you. So bring the things, like, I want you to journal ahead of time and just, like, kind of list out, like, what is stressing you out right now? Like, what are all the things that are on your mind? Maybe they're not even, like, things that you have to do, but just, like, things that are happening around you that are on your mind that you're keeping an eye on that just, like, that are just weighing on you, because we have to include those things too, right? So if you don't have time to journal beforehand, that's okay. I know how it is. If you're like me, you're going to get the notification on Wednesday to join the live session. You're going to be like, oh shit, I didn't do that. That's fine. You're still going to get value out of our time together. I am going to keep it nice and short, probably within like a 30-minute time frame, because again, I know that you are very busy, but I hope that you can make it, because I think that it's going to be really helpful, especially this time of year as we are kind of like wrapping up the summer and getting ready to start with the back to school stuff and, like, getting back into routines. Like, this is always a very stressful time for me, and maybe it is for you too, with, you know, getting out of this, like, freedom of summer and getting into, like, being in school 5 days a week and managing the different, like, days off from school and who's having lunch today and who needs to pack and do we have their school supplies? And, oh, now we have practice, you know, 5 nights a week again, and we're traveling on the weekends for sports. Like, it all happens right at once. And if you're not ahead of it, it'll knock you on your ass. It always does for me, right? And so trying to be just a little bit more proactive about that. And I think that it's the perfect time to have this conversation, because we are coming up on that, like, fall transition, like, back to school type of situation. So even if your kids are not going back to school, I feel like this time of year is still, like, tricky because things at work start to shift. Like, we're already starting to think about like the holidays. Like, I just got a notification from my day job about like, we need to start planning now for the impact of like November and December holidays. And it's like, oh, can I just get a break? Can I just breathe? Like, oh my God, I have all of these other things I need to worry about for the immediate, like for right now. And you want to throw fucking Thanksgiving at me too? Like, I can't even process that right now, right? So let's come together. Let's dive into how we can kind of dissect all of this and navigate and untangle it all so that you can leave feeling like you have time and space to breathe and you feel confident being able to head into this next season a little bit less stressed, but maybe not completely stress-free, but hopefully a little less stressful than normal. So I hope that you can make it. That is August 10th on Wednesday, August 10th. The link for the community is in the show notes, and then there is an event in the Facebook community there for you as well. So that is all I have for you today. I hope that you can join me, and I hope that if you are in a stressful season right now, I hope that, like I said before, that you're able to separate yourself from like everything. Just take, even if it's just a quick 5-minute thing, just like give yourself that 5 minutes and stop trying to plow through. Allow yourself the 5 minutes, allow yourself the 30 minutes for a walk, allow yourself whatever it is that you need, and I can help you figure out what that is too. But yeah, that's all I have. I'm excited. I hope you're excited, and I will see you Wednesday.
Hey, babe.
Mom.
Shit, you guys, I gotta go. I really hope you loved today's episode. If you did, it would really mean the world to me if you would share it with a mom like us so she doesn't feel so alone either. And if you're not already in our free Facebook community, girl, what are you waiting for? I promise it just takes 2 seconds. You don't even have to search for it. Just go ahead and click the link right here in the show notes. Until next time, try to remember to do something that's just for you this week.